If you've been looking at houses for the last few years, you're probably like, okay, I missed the boat. House prices keep going up and up and up, and rates keep going up and up and up, so I'm never going to be able to buy a house. One area in particular is California. We probably have 30 to 40 consultations a week with first-time homebuyers out in that area, and it is discouraging because here's the analogy behind a lot of these. We have millennials calling in, and they're making $100,000, $200,000 a year, which is fantastic. Most of them have money in the bank. It might not be a ton of money, but it's some money in the bank, and they have good credit. So you're thinking, well, what's the problem here? Well, the problem is house. Okay, a starter house in most of California is $600,000, $700,000, $800,000. So it basically sucks out all the money, or most of the people don't have enough money for a down payment. If they do, it's just a sliver. So then they have mortgage insurance and all this other stuff. By the time all that adds up, you can't really afford a house. So we might have a solution for you guys. This product just became available this week, and here it is. Basically, it's called the California Dream for All Shared Application Loan. Okay, so here's basically what it is. This program will give you 20%, yes, 20% to use as the down payment. So what that's going to do is that's actually going to get you a lower rate because you're putting so much money down, and it's also going to eliminate the PMI. Now, PMI on a monthly basis could run you $300, $400, $500, $600 a month, so you won't have that. So it'll make the housing affordability a little more accessible for those out there. Plus, the money you have in the bank, you don't have to use that money because this program is granting you the 20% that you need to put down. So what's the strings attached? How do you get qualified? Well, great question. Let's dig into the details right here. So the first thing we want to look at is program eligibility. Let's just start from the top. Reviewing the guidelines below for the borrower and property requirements to determine if you may be eligible to apply for the Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loan program. So as a borrower, what do you need how do you qualify for this thing? Well, you need to be a first-time homebuyer, and you can check the definition here. Basically, the definition is this: one, you've never had a house before ever, or two, you haven't been vested or on a deed to the property in the last 3 years. If either one of those are your situation, you're good. You qualify for a first-time homebuyer. You must occupy the property as your primary residency. The kind of the bad news on this, you can't have non-occupant co-borrowers. So a lot of first-time homebuyers, they ask mom, dad, aunts, uncles, maybe fiancés or roommates or something like that to apply with them as a non-occupant co-borrower so they can qualify for the programs. In this case, think about it. You're getting 20% down. You can use that so you don't have to pay PMI, so you don't have to use any of your money. You can get the lowest payment basically possible because it's going to give you a good rate and no PMI. PMI or all the other costs involved in a mortgage payment. It's basically the easiest way and cheapest way to get into a property. Okay, and then the HEFA borrower must meet two levels of home buying education courses. So those are easy. Some of them are pretty intensive, but you're going to pass. So if there's $200,000 or $100,000 on the line for you to pass this, I suggest you go in a closet, shut the doors, shut off everything, and go through this counseling because it's more than worth it. Now, what are the property requirements behind this? Well, good question. It has to be a single family home or one unit structure. So you can buy. You can do a condominium as long as it's an approved condominium. But you can't do things like that has a two-unit building, a three-unit building, might have a guest house or in-law quarters. That isn't eligible. But one thing that is manufactured homes. So you can get a manufactured homes, and you can also buy a condominium as long as it's approved for this particular program. So how does this really work? Well, let's dive into it just so I can explain this to you in more detail. So let's blow this thing up and get my head out of the way so we can break this down. So right here, here's an example. You found a property for $500,000. Okay, you want to buy it. So this program, like we said, it's going to give you 20% down. So it's going to give you $100,000 down in the DFA loan. Okay, so that's basically your down payment loan. So we're going to say this is the down payment assistance loan. You're going to get $100,000. That means you need a mortgage for $400,000, okay? So after 5 years goes on, what happens? Well, you decide, okay, it's time to sell the house, and we had a few children, and we need to get a little bit bigger at this time. So you go to sell the house. Home value now is $640,000. So the home appreciated $140,000, okay? So how much, how does this all break down? Well, let's go through here. You're going to have $128,000 right through here that you're going to pay back. How is that broken down? Well, you owe, obviously, the $100,000 that they gave you for the grant money, and then you're sharing 20% of the appreciation. And you share 20% if you're in the 80% to 150% average median income for your area. So how do you determine that? I'm going to have a link down below that you can check it out and see what you qualify for. Okay, so that basically breaks it down. When it comes over to here, you're going to see your first mortgage balance will be paid off. You're going to pay back the $128,000. Again, that's the $100,000 that you got granted to you, plus 20% of the appreciation in price. And then the homeowner's equity, which means you're going to walk away with $142,000. And it's broken down right there. So the next piece is if you're under the 80% median adjusted income, you only have to share 15%. So this same example goes through. Here's how this breaks down. You're ending up paying back the bank $370,000. You have $121,000 to pay back to the grant program, which is broken down right here. House appraised for $140,000 or sold for $140,000. You owe 15% to the grant program in your equity share. So that's $21,000. So you're basically paying them back this amount of money. So it breaks down right here. You have a $370,000 loan. You pay back the grant company or the grant system, $121,000. That means you pocket $149,000. So if you're struggling out there and you're like, hey, I want to take advantage of this loan program, what do you need to do? Well, the first thing I want you to do is schedule a consultation. And I'm going to have that link down below because we need to make sure that you pass all the bells and whistles that are required to get you into this program before we get you into the counseling, because you have to go through two counseling sessions via the state of California before you can actually enter into this program. So let's get you to step one by signing up below, clicking our calendar event or calendar link down below so you can do your one-on-one meeting with me or one of my mortgage advisors. And then once that's done, we'll get this process started for you. So don't hesitate. Call us today. Check it out. If you like my videos, all I ask you to do is give us a thumbs up, subscribe down below, check us out on YouTube, and also click the bell. So every time we post an informative video like this, you get aware. So take care, guys. Thank you so much for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic day, and we look forward to hearing from you. See you soon. Bye-bye.